ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली, 3rd January 2023। एसेंस, स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, एट दिस टाइम द वर्ल्ड इज़ वन ऑफ सोरो। कॉन्कर योर अटैचमेंट टू दिस वर्ल्ड एंड रिमेंबर द न्यू एज। रिमूव योर इंटेलेक्ट्स योगा फ्रॉम दिस ओल्ड वर्ल्ड एंड कनेक्ट देम टू द न्यू वर्ल्ड। क्वेश्चन, what preparations are you children making and inspiring others to make in order to go to the land of Krishna? Answer, in order to go to the land of Krishna, you simply have to renounce all the vices in this, your last birth. Become pure and inspire others to become pure. To become pure is the preparation you need to make in order to go from the land of sorrow to the land of happiness. Give everyone the message that this world is dirty and that in order to go to the new golden aged world, they have to remove their intellects yoga from this world. Song, the heart says thanks to the one who gives it support. Om Shanti. In this song, children say, Baba. The children's intellects go to the unlimited Father. You children who are now receiving happiness and have found the path to happiness, understand that the Father has truly come to give you happiness for 21 births. The Father Himself comes and gives you teachings to attain this happiness. He explains to you that none of the human beings of this world can give anything. All of them are part of the creation. They are all brothers and sisters. How could the creation give the inheritance of happiness to one another? Surely, only the one Father, the Creator, can give the inheritance of happiness. There are no human beings in this world who can give happiness to anyone. Only the one Sadguru is the bestower of happiness and the bestower of salvation. Now, which happiness are you asking for? Everyone has forgotten that there was a lot of happiness in heaven. Now, in hell, there is a lot of sorrow. Therefore, it is definitely only the Master who would have mercy for all the children. There are many who believe in the master of the world, but they do not know who he is or what they can receive from him. It is not that we receive sorrow from the master. You remember him in order to attain peace and happiness. Surely, devotees remember God for some attainment. Because they are unhappy, they remember him in order to attain peace and happiness. Only the one gives unlimited happiness. Everyone else continues to give limited temporary happiness to one another. That is not a big thing. All devotees call out to the one God. God must definitely be the greatest of all. His praise is very great, and so he must be the one who gives a lot of happiness. The Father would never cause sorrow for His children or the world. The Father explains, just think, when I create the world, that is, the new age, would that be to cause sorrow? I create it in order to give happiness. However, this drama of happiness and sorrow is predestined. Human beings are so unhappy. The Father explains that there is happiness when it is the new world in the new age. There is sorrow in the old world. Everything becomes old and completely decayed. The world that I create is said to be Satopradhan at first. At that time, all human beings are very happy. Because that religion has disappeared, this is not in anyone's intellect now. You children understand that the new age was the golden age. It is now old, and so everyone definitely hopes that the Father will make the world new. At first, there were very few people in the new world, the new age. and they were so happy that there was no limit to their happiness. The very name was heaven, paradise, the new world. So there would surely have been new people in that world. I must surely have created that new kingdom of deities. How else would it have been possible for the kingdom of deities to exist in the golden age when there were no kings in the iron age and everyone was poverty stricken? How did this world change? People's intellects are so dead that they do not understand anything. The father comes and explains to you children. Human beings blame the master. They say that he is the one who gives happiness and sorrow, and yet they still remember God for him to come and grant them peace and happiness and take them back to the sweet home. In that case, he would definitely send you to play your parts. The golden age will definitely come after the iron age. Human beings are following the dictates of Ravan. Elevated directions are called Srimat. The father says, I teach you easy Raj Yoga. I do not recite verses of the Gita the way you recite them. Would the father sit and teach you the Gita? I teach you easy Raj Yoga. Do you listen to songs or poetry at school? At school, you receive an education. The father says, I am teaching you Raj Yoga. No one else has yoga with me. Everyone has forgotten me. This forgetting is also fixed in the drama. I come and remind you that I am your father. You believe that God is incorporeal and that you are therefore his incorporeal children, incorporeal souls. You come here to play your parts. Incorporeal souls reside in the incorporeal world, which is the highest of all. This world is corporeal. Then there is the subtle world, and above that there is the incorporeal world, which is on the third floor. The father personally sits in front of you children and explains to you, I too reside in that place. When the world was new, there was one religion and it was called heaven. The father is called heavenly God, the father. The iron age is the land of Kans and the golden age is the land of Krishna. So you should ask them, will you now come to the land of Krishna? If you want to go to the land of Krishna, become pure. Just as we are making preparations to go from the land of sorrow to the land of happiness, you should also do the same. For this, you definitely have to renounce the vices. This is everyone's final birth. Everyone has to return home. Have you forgotten that this Mahabharata war took place 5,000 years ago when all the religions were destroyed and the one religion was established? Deities existed in the Golden Age. They do not exist in the Iron Age. It is now the kingdom of Ravan. Human beings are devilish. They have to be made into deities. In order to do that, would God have to come into the devilish world or the divine world? Or would he come at the confluence of the two? It has been remembered that God comes at the confluence age of every cycle. The father explains to us in this way. You are following his Srimad. He says, I have come as your guide to take you children back home. For this, I am also called the death of all deaths. The great war through which the gates of heaven opened also took place a cycle ago. However, not everyone went to heaven. Everyone except the deities stayed in the land of silence. I, the master of the land beyond sound, have come here to take everyone to the land beyond sound. You are now trapped in Ravan's chains and have become those with vicious, dirty and devilish traits. Lust is the number one dirty vice. Then anger and greed are dirty number-wise. You have to become conquerors of attachment to the whole world, for only then will you be able to go to heaven. When a father builds a limited house, the intellect is engaged in that. Children tell their father to build such and such in the new house. In the same way, the unlimited father says, "See how beautifully I am creating the new world of heaven for you." Therefore, your intellect's yoga should break away from the old world. What is there in this world? Bodies are old and there is alloy in souls. That can only be removed when you stay in yoga. You will then be able to imbibe knowledge. This Baba is giving you a lecture. O children, all of you souls are my creation. In the form of souls, you are brothers. All of you now have to come home with me. Everyone has now become Tamopradhan. It is Ravan's kingdom. Previously, you didn't know when Ravan's kingdom began. In the Golden Age, there are 16 celestial degrees, and then in the Silver Age, there are 14 celestial degrees. It is not that you instantly lose 2 degrees. You come down gradually. Now, there are no celestial degrees. There is a total eclipse. The father says, "Now give a donation and your eclipse will be removed. Give the donation of the 5 vices and do not commit any more sins." The people of Bharat burn Ravan. Surely it is the kingdom of Ravan. However, they neither know what the kingdom of Ravan is nor what the kingdom of Ram is. They say that there should be the kingdom of Ram, that there should be a new Bharat, but not a single one of them knows when the world and Bharat becomes new. All are asleep in the graveyard. You children are now able to see the trees of the Golden Age. There are no deities here. The father comes here and explains all of this. He is your mother and father. These two are the mother and father in a physical form. You remember that one as the mother and father. You will not say this in the Golden Age. There is no question of blessings there. Here, you have to belong to the mother and father and also become worthy. The father reminds you, "O people of Bharat, you have forgotten that you were deities and that you were so wealthy and sensible. You have now become bankrupt and senseless. Maya Ravan has made you senseless to this extent. This is why you burn Ravan. You create an effigy of an enemy and burn that. You children receive so much knowledge and yet you don't churn it. Your intellects continue to wander around. You forget to relate these points in your lectures. You do not explain fully. You have to give everyone the father's message that Baba has come. The great war is in front of you. Everyone has to return home. Heaven is being established." The father says, "Forget your bodies and bodily relations and remember me. Don't just say that those of Islam and Buddhists are all brothers. Those are all bodily religions. The soul of everyone is a child of the father." The father says, "Renounce all religions of bodies and remember me alone. We are celebrating the birth of Shiv in order to give you the father's message. We Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are the grandchildren of Shiv. We are receiving the inheritance of the kingdom of heaven from him." The father gives us the message, "Man Manabhav. Your sins will be absolved in this fire of yoga. Become bodiless." Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say, Padam Kunal, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Night class. You children have now understood the corporeal world, the subtle region and the incorporeal world very well. Only you Brahmins receive this knowledge. The deities don't need it. You now have knowledge of the whole world. Previously, you belonged to the Shudra clan. You have now become Brahma Kumars and so you are given this knowledge through which your deity dynasty can be established. The father comes and establishes the Brahmin clan, the sun dynasty and the moon dynasty, dynasties, and he does that at this confluence age. Those of other religions do not establish a dynasty immediately. They cannot be called gurus. The father alone comes and establishes a religion. The father says, you now have the concern on your heads of having remembrance of the father. You forget this again and again, while making effort, also continue with your business, etc. And also continue to have remembrance in order to be healthy. The father enables you to earn an income with great force, and you have to forget everything in that. I, the soul, am going. You are made to practice this. When you are eating, can you not remember the father? When sewing clothes, let the yoga of your intellect be in remembrance of the father. All the rubbish has to be removed. Baba says, you may do any work for the livelihood of your bodies. It is very easy. You have understood that the cycle of 84 births is now ending. The father has now come to teach you Raj Yoga. The history and geography of the world is repeating at this time. It is being repeated just as it was a cycle ago. The father alone explains the secret of repetition to you. It is said, one God, one religion. There will be peace there. That is the undivided kingdom. Divided means the devilish kingdom of Ravan. Those are deities and these are devils. A play about the devilish kingdom and the divine kingdom is based on Bharat. Bharat had the original eternal religion and it used to be the pure family path. The father comes and creates the pure family path again. We were deities, then our degrees continued to decrease. We then went into the Shudra dynasty. The father teaches in the same way as teachers teach and the students listen. Good students pay full attention. They do not miss anything. You have to study regularly. You must not be absent in such a godly university. Baba continues to tell you deep things. Acha, good night, namaste to the spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. First, renounce all the religions of bodies. Become a bodiless soul and remember the father. Purify the soul with yoga and imbibe knowledge. Second, churn the knowledge that the father gives and give everyone the father's message. Do not allow your intellect to wander around. Blessing. May you be obedient and place your steps in the father's footsteps and thereby receive God's blessings. To be obedient means to place your steps in Bap Dada's footsteps, that is, to follow his orders. Only such obedient children receive God's blessings in all relationships. This is also a law. In an ordinary way too, when you carry out a task according to a person's directions, whoever's task you carry out, you definitely receive blessings from that person. Here, these are God's blessings, and they make obedient souls constantly double light. Slogan: make divinity and spirituality the decoration of your life and ordinariness will finish. Om Shanti.